Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. Starting Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We're about 10-12 lines up. About ten lines up, where it says V'Rami De'Oraisa Ad Oraisa L'Rebbe Meir. So before we get to that, let's just remind ourselves what's going on here. What's going on is as follows: the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph said like this: if you have a Erev, which is food, Erev Tchum, and it got destroyed, or it got burnt, or it's truma tamea, all that, it's no good. What about if it's a suffek? Suffek, if it's truma tamea, when Shabbos began, it was a suffek. So, Meir said, it's machmir. We're machmir. And Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yossi said, no, we're makel. Okay? We asked the question according to Rabbi Meir. According to Meir, it was a suffek, and we're being machmir. Why are we being machmir? And we answered that even though tchum is derabanan, he doesn't hold tchum is doraisa, he holds tchum is derabanan. So we have two answers. One, we said really he's makel, and the machmir part about tuma was his rebbe. And that was the answer that we gave. Fine. Now the Gemara says like this: V'rami da'oraisa ad da'oraisa l'Rebbe Meir. It's still a question. Ditnan. There's a Mishnah in Tahiros. Okay, ready for this Mishnah? Naga ba'echad b'layla. You went to sleep with a roommate, and during the course of the night, you happened to touch him while you were sleeping. V'ein yedei imcha yemes. You don't know if he's alive or dead. The guy who's next to you. L'machar hishki u'matzameis. You wake up in the morning, nevach, the guy's dead. You wake up, he doesn't wake up. Now, Reb Meir mitahir. Reb Meir says that you're tahar. It's a suffix. Why are you tahar? Says Rashi. The Omar, because we say, ukme achazaka, stay with your chazaka, the esmol, and yesterday, chayhaya, the guy was alive. Alma, what do you see from here? Besveka d'oraisa, suffik d'oraisa, the ikka chazaka l'kula, and there's a chazaka to be makel, ozil Reb Meir basar chazaka. He goes after the chazaka, and what does he say? The chazaka was, when you both went to sleep, you both were alive. You and the roommate were both alive when you went to sleep. Woke up in the morning, now he's not no longer alive. During the course of the night, you clearly remember that you were asleep, you rolled over and you slapped the guy. Chazaka, he was alive when he went to sleep. He's still alive. It's a daraisa, a tumah.
Not sex faker.
One suffik. There wasn't no sex faker by Irvin either. The suffik was, when did the truma become tummy?
At the time, he touched it, he could have been alive.
That's right. And at the time that I made the Irv, it could have been tar. It's one suffik. Second, by the Irv party's machmir. And over here is Makel. That's the Gemara's question. When it finishes, Umas nisanami, nasal bosa chazaka. Same thing with the Erev, go after the chazaka. Umeikara ki anach hasam tarhu. When I put the food down, it was tar. No question about it. When I put the food down, it was tar. Now, it got tummy afterwards, but we don't know when. So why don't we say the same thing about the chazaka? By the dead guy, we say that. Vecham mitamin. And the Chacham said, no, you're tummy. Why? Shekol tumos mkishas mitziyasan. Because tumah is different. Tumah goes right now. Right this second, what's the story? Right this second, the story is the guy's tummy, the guy's dead, and you touched it. Right, it goes by right this second. Anyway, what does that say? No. Anyway, so why are we being machmir by Erev and Makel by tumah? Amar Rav Yirmiya. Few answers. Number one, Mishnah Seinu, no, we're changing the case now. This question is so strong that Rav Yirmiya says the only way to answer it is to change the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about Shaya Allah Sheretz Kol Ben Hashmashas. There was a Sheretz, dead Sheretz, on the Truma, the entire Ben Hashmashas. So it's not a Safek. It's a Vaday. And that's why Rav Meir says, Yimachar, it's not a good Erev. The food wasn't edible. You put it down at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At 2:01, the sherets fell, and it's there the whole time till the morning. It's not a suffix. So one second. So if it's not a suffix, the Hakam Rabbi Yossi said it's mutter. E hachi b'hal lema Rabbi Yossi suffix air of kosher? That can't be right. So that can't be right. So what's the pshat? That can't be the right answer. So Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef Damri Tavayu, Hacha over here, listen to this. B'shtei kite edim askinan. We're talking about two sets of edim. Achas omeres mibod yom nitma. One set says, no, I remember, I saw that dead body fall on top of the truma. You know when it happened? It was before Shkia. It happened mibod yom. Therefore it's not a good Erev. V'achas omeres mishach ha-sheicha. And one says, don't turn the page yet, and one says, no, it happened after it got dark. So what do you do in such a case? You have two sets of Edim saying opposite things. Says Rashi, upligi baha. So that's Rashi on the page. And they argue at the following thing. Rabbi Yossi savar, Rabbi Yossi holds. You have two contradictory Edim. You throw them both out. One says red and one says not red. Throw them out. One says in the afternoon, one says at night. Throw them out. Two cancel out two, because they're both saying contradictory things. The uki truma achazaka kamaisa, and the truma reverts back to its original chazaka, that it was tar. And if it's tar, therefore it's tar. V'chi ancha tar avi. When you put it down, it was tar, and it remained tar throughout the night. This is suffik, suffik. So for a suffik, I'm not saying anything. For mer suffer, no. Kivan de'ika kat de'mafkale mechazaka. Since one set of Edim uproots the chazaka, even though they're rejected, because at the end of the day, another set of Edim contradict them, but still, there's still some shemet here of uprooting the chazaka. B'daraisa lo azina basa chazaka. For daraisa, we're not going to follow the chazaka. Avol b'nageh b'echad b'layla. But when somebody touched somebody at night, de'ein koach motiyoso mechazkaso, there's nothing to take out of the chazaka. Nothing happened. No one said anything. No Edim. No nothing. There's no video camera. There's no reason why the chazaka should get ruined. No reason. Therefore, it doesn't get ruined. Therefore, mukmina lo kol halayla bechazkaso. The whole night we stay in the chazaka. V'basar shas matiyaso lo aslinen. We don't even go how you found everybody. Dekalameimar hashtaha demayis. Right now the guy died. The guy could have died a split second before you woke up. So there's no shayla. There's no issue, there's no suffix, and therefore the chazaka is that you're tahar. The case of the Eruv says, Reb Meir, the chazaka, that the food was tahar. But that chazaka is undermined, because two Edim said it's not like that. Even though two Edim contradicted them, it's still some remnant, some shemet of undermining the chazaka, and therefore a machmer. But the case of the dead guy, there's no such undermining of the chazaka. Therefore it's fine. That's answer number two. That was answer number one. Rava Amar. Rava says a very lumdish answer. Hasam, by the case of the mace, Tre Chazaki Lakula. There are two Chazakas. Chazaka number one is when the guy died, when the two of you went to sleep that night, he was alive. He wasn't dead. He was alive. And the second Chazaka is, and when you went to sleep that night, you were Tahar. There's two Chazakas going on. Therefore, now what happened now? Now I wake up in the morning, Nebuch, the guy's not alive. So maybe you're outdoors. Maybe you're outdoors, because that's a good point. Maybe it's worse Toma if you touch him. So, but there's two chazakas. Number one, he was alive when he went to sleep. And number two, I was tar when I went to sleep. It's two chazakas, and therefore I remain tar. However, hacha by the Erevin, chada chazaka lakula. So one chazaka. What's the chazaka? When I put the Erev down, it was tahar. And what happened? I don't know. Some dead body fell in it. When did it happen? Nobody knows. We have to be machmer. That's why Reb Meir is machmer. And now we are done with Reb Meir. Now we're going to go back to Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi, kasha de Reb Yossi ad Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi said that in the case of the Mishnah, in the case of the Mishnah, if it's a suffate when the truma became tameh, the Erev is a good Erev. It's a good Erev. But in the case of the mikvah, when we weren't sure, right? When he went to the mikvah and he wasn't sure if he did a good tefillah. All those cases from yesterday in the mikvah, you weren't sure the mikvah had 40 saw. You weren't sure which mikvah you went into. All those cases, Rabbi Yossi said, where am I? Rabbi Yossi said, it's no good. Right? Rabbi Yossi said, you're tummy. Second, by the Eruv case, he says, it's a good Eruv, it's a suffix, a good Eruv. And by the Tumah case, he's machmir, he says, no, the guy's tummy. He's still tummy. Why? He doesn't know which mikvah he went to. One mikvah was kosher, one mikvah was no good. He went to the mikvah, he doesn't know which one he went into. So Rabbi Yossi, he's tummy. Why are we being with the machmir? Why is Rabbi Yossi machmir there? He's being makel by Eruv. So here we go. So Kasha Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana said, first answer, Shiny Tumah, Tumah is different. Ha'el v'yesh lo ikar min haTorah. There's an ikar, Tumah is rooted in the Torah. So therefore we're going to be machmir. Tumah is rooted in the Torah. We're going to be machmir. It's like almost like a daraisa. So what are you talking about? Erev is rooted in Hilcha Shabbos. Shabbos Nami, Daraisa Hu. Shabbos also Daraisa. So he says the Gemara, no. Kasar for Rabbi Yossi, Tchumen Darabanan. Yeah, but Tchum's Darabanan. It's totally made up. Says Rashi. Kasar for Rabbi Yossi, Tchum Darabanan. Umishum Delolaisa Luzulzule Beshar Sveikos Molecha Shabbos, Lekal Migzar. There's no way that if I allow Tchum, if I make it on Tchum, you're going to come to do another Molecha on Shabbos. How is it allowing me to walk there, going to induce me to ride and to cook and to plow? No shaykhis. No shaykhis whatsoever. Therefore, it's complete derabanan. The malachas are not compared to tchum at all. Aval tumos, damel hadadi. All tumos the same, right? That's how the minute we get to a tumos sugya, everyone, it's the same thing already. So it's totally different. Totally different. Therefore, by tumos, says Rabbi Yossi HaMachmer, it's almost like a daraisa. Tchum is totally, the rabbis made that up. The rabbi said, don't walk over there. Why not? I don't know, Kedusha Shabbos, whatever reason it is. It's a gezerah from Malachas, nothing to do with Malachas. Okay? That's the first answer. Ibo Yisema, second answer, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbe. Again, Tana Stira, one's Rabbi Yossi himself, and one's his Rebbe. They can that actually makes sense to say that. Tiktani, it says in the Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Av Tumus, which is his Rebbe, Hayid, he testified, Mishum Chamisha Zikanim, Shasafik Erev Kasher Shmamina. That he said, oh, my Rebbe said that if there's a Safik and an Erev, it's good. He impersonally didn't hold like that. He held Safik Erev is a problem, which is why he held that the Safik Mikvah is a problem. His Rebbe was Makel, so he quoted his Rebbe, not a Stira. Rava Amar, third answer, Hasam, by the case of Tuma Hainu Taima Rabbi Yossi. This is Marcel's answer. This is why Rabbi Yossi says, Heme tame aches kaso ve'ema lo taval. Keep the chazaka where it was, and the guy never went to the mikvah. The chazaka was, he was tame. There's no question about that. Now he's going to the mikvah. There's two mikvahs. One was good mikvah, one was a bad mikvah. I don't remember which one I went into. Suffolk. I don't know. I went to one of them. I don't know which one it was. So, the chazaka is, he's tame still. We're going to keep that chazaka. Right? Right? Rashi says, fascinating Rashi, Hemad Tame Achas Kaso. The Rashi of Hemad Tame Achas Kaso. Chazaka Lechumra Ika, Lekula Leka. There's a Chumra here, but there's no Kula. Avol Masnisan, but our Mishnah by Eruv, Ika Chazaka Lekula, U Lechumra. You hear this? When it comes to Eruv, there's a Kula and a Chumra. Number one, the Chumra is, Hemet Adam al cheskas tchum beso. The chazaka is the guy's tchum is in his house. That's where his tchum is. Right? We want to create another tchum 2,000 amas away with this bread he put down that became tame. Truma that became tame. So the chazaka, first of all, is there's no eruv here. That's the chumra. There's no eruv. The chazaka is he's in his house. Everyone has a house. Nobody lives in the street. Nobody's homeless. Everyone has a house. That's your residence for Shabbos. Now, you want to change that? So go change it. How are you going to change it? Make a chazak. Make an Eruv. So the chazak is you have a house. And two, v'amah lo Eruv. There's no Eruv here. Number two, Hema truma alchis kasa, the eruv. But the truma was edible truma when I put the eruv down. Now you want to undo that? That's a kula. Let it stay the way it is. But the rabbanon lekula aslinon, since the eruv is a din the rabbanon, that chazaka will beat the other chazaka. Competing chazakas. On the one hand, is a chazaka that your only residence is only your tchum is bound by your residence. You have to go change that. You got to go put an eruv somewhere else. So the chazaka is your home is your residence. Now you want to change it by putting an eruv down? That's fine. But here the problem is it's tame. I just read you Rashi.
I understand that. But the fact is, once you put down a good eruv, there's no more chazaka on the old house.
No,
but chazaka is when you don't know.
But the eruv is undermined because it's tame. So we don't know when they became tame. If it's tame, it's not good. If it became tame before Shabbat started, it's not a good eruv. So we go back to your house. You're stuck in your house. You can't make the eruv your tchum, your residence, because it's tame. Have a chazaka like that. But by the same token, the truma was tahar before I started this whole ordeal. It was tahar at that point. So let's say it remains tahar. He says, I'll say that. It's a kula, I'll say that kula. Why? It's only the rabbanon. But it comes to tumah's daraisa, the chazaka is, you were tame. What am I undoing here? I have no kula to undo. You were tame, you went to a mikvah, we're not sure which mikvah you went to, chazaka is, you're tame.
And when I
left it over here, it was tar.
So then, exactly.
That's exactly what he's saying. Okay. So why did Rashi have to go through all that? We got to learn the Mefarshim and Rashi. What did Rashi do? What did Rashi say that for? That's why I read that Rashi. It's such a strange Rashi. There's a chumrah that he's back at your residence, but no, we're not going to say that. I put the Erev down, but he's right. I put the Erev down. It was sure 1,000% tar. That's right. What happened? This was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I come back at 9 o'clock at night, and I see there's a big sign here. Tumah happened here. Right? Now what do I do? So the chazaka is, it was good when Shabbat started. When did this tumah happen? I don't know. But when the guy is tamei, and he has to become tar, the chazaka is, he's tamei. He has to undo that by going to the mikvah. The problem is the mikvah is no good.
That's why Rashi is so difficult. Because once you
right.
It's a good eruv.
That's right.
The house is not
as gone. That's right. Now the Gemara asks, one second. Hamid. Adaraba, hemed mikvah alchis kaso, v'im alo chaser. What do you mean? The mikvah at some point was good. So keep that chazaka. That the mikvah, you said, oh, the mikvah, we're not sure, to suffix if it got too small. The water got too little water in the mikvah. What do you mean? The chazaka is, it had enough water.
It's a bigger problem.
The Gemara gives an answer, the mikvah shalom nimdad. No, it was never measured. I never measured, I never had a chazaka.
No, you did.
Yeah. It goes less and less and less. Right, right. So the same answer the Gemara gives. It was never measured. So there's no chazaka, in other words. And therefore, the only chazaka is that you're tamei, and you never undid that chazaka, because there's a suffix, and therefore you remain tamei. That's the difference between tumah and the eruv. Now, Tanya, we have a brayta like this. Ketzad amar Rabbi Yossi, suffix eruv kosher. When did Rabbi Yossi say a suffix eruv is kosher? So eruv betruma. You had an eruv with truma. Safik b'bodyom nitmeis. Safik mechishecha shecha nitmeis. Safik when the truma happened. Did it happen during the day, in which case it's not an eruv? Did it happen at night, in which case it is an eruv? V'chein b'peros. Same thing with fruit. Safik b'bodyom nitzkenu. Safik mechishecha shecha nitzkenu. Now, same thing with peros. It's a safik if the peros were the peros are tevel. They grow from the ground, apples. Till you take off trumas and maizrus, you're not allowed to eat them. So it's a suffek, v'chein also. Peiros suffek mibod yom niskenu. Did I take off the trumas and maizrus on Friday? In which case, it's good. Or suffek meshecha shecha niskenu. Or did I take the peiros, did I do this at night? Now Rashi right away points out, it's in the Rashi of suffek meshecha shecha niskenu, then v'lo kana eruv. Here, it's the opposite story. It's not a good eruv. You're not allowed to use tevel for an eruv. You're not allowed to use tevel. There's no chazaka here of kashrus. Just the opposite. If there's a suffix, if you took off truma, then it's tevel. By the truma, I had good truma, and the suffix when it got to suffix when it got tame. When I put it down, it was tar. Now it's telling me you put down apples, but it's a suffix when you took off the truma. So then it's not good. If it's a suffix, if you took off the truma, the chazaka is it's tevel. So Gemara is going to ask that question. And we're going to change it. We're going to change the word niskinu. Not the one you took off the truma. That doesn't make any sense. If you didn't take off the truma, it's tav, it's tevel. You can't use tevel. The suffix works against you. By the case of the truma, the suffix works in your favor. At some point it was tahar, then it got tame. So is it good? Well, chazak is good. Here, by the fruit, it's the opposite. When I put it down, it was a suffix. If it was took off truma, then it's tevel. I can't use tevel. Now I'll eat it. Now, when did I take off the truma? Maybe it was at night, in which case, when Shabbos began, it wasn't good? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. Zehu suffik erev kosher. This is a suffik erev that's kosher. Aval erev betruma. But if I use truma, suffik tahora, suffik tamea, and I don't know if the truma is tamei or tar, I have no idea. Or vechein peros, suffik niskanu, suffik lo niskanu, ein ze suffik erev kosher. That's not what we're talking about. Okay? Why? Because it never had a chazaka here. There was never a chazaka. Maishna truma. How come truma, we said, in the first case, if the truma was good, if the truma was valid truma, took off truma, and it was tahar, it's good. And how come, by the fruit, the question is, did I take off truma or not? That should be no good. Because then it's suffik if tevel. So what's going on here? Darmin hemet truma al cheskas of ematori, so peiros nami. Hemet tevel al cheskas of emol miskinu. It's a suffix if I took off trumas on the fruit. That means it's tevel. So the chazaka is it's tevel. How's it good? So the Gemara says, no. Lo tema suffix mibadiyom niskinu. That's not the word, it's the wrong word. Ela ema suffix mibadiyom nidmu. The question is, it got mixed up with truma. When it was Shabbos began, when Friday began, it was good truma. It was good. Then it got mixed up with tummy, with chulin. So now I'm not sure what it is. Can I eat it or not? That's the story. Safik mishachashecha nidmu. The question is, did it happen at night? Okay. Now, boy Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak mir Rav Huna. Listen to this Gemara. It's so hard. Hailafan of shteki karos. You have two cookies. They're both truma cookies. Echas tameyav, achas tahora. One's good, one's no good. Vamar, and you say, ever leave it tahora b'chol makom shehu. Go bake me an erev with the tahor cookie. Whatever it is. Mahu, what's the story? Says Rashi, what's the story? Right? Rashi says, V'hinichem shteim yachad b'sochat chum. So you know, one is tar, one's tummy. You don't know which one's which. You take both of them, and you put both of them out there. One of them's tar, one of them's tummy. You put both of them out there. Is it a good erev? Because you can't eat them. Because one's not tar, one's tummy. You can't eat it. You can't eat tummy truma. Right? Rashi says, Ubi kakar shel truma askinan. And they're both truma, the eel b'chulin chulin tamei mutarinim tamei chulin's mutter to eat, right? The lav kol adam ochul chulin b'tahara. Not everybody was such a special person to eat chulin also in their tar, so it has to be truma. Now one of them is tamei. It's a 50-50 suffix. Tibayel Rav Meir, Tibayel Rav Yosi, kiss chulin to both of them. Tibayel Rav Meir. Rav Meir said that well machmir because when we have a suffix, right? Ad kan lo kam Rav Meir Hassam. When was Rav Meir Machmir in our Mishnah? We don't know when it became Tamei. The Leket Tahora Hacha. Hoyeket Tahora. Here one of them's Tar. Over there, we put Truma down. It got Tar later. We don't know when it got Tar. Did it get Tar when it was still day or at night? Says Rav Meir, it's not an Erev. Suffolk. Suffolk, I'm Machmir.
Why would they both say that's also? The halacha is if you have one Tamei, one Tar, you can't eat it, right?
You can't eat the Tamei one.
You can't eat the Tamei. Don't know which one is which.
That's because you don't know. But one of them's edible, just you don't know.
No. The status is
one is 1,000% tame and one is 1,000% tar.
The halacha is if you have a suffix, you can't eat it, right?
Right.
So then at the time you put down the eruv is not edible.
It's a different kind of suffix. Here, it's not a suffix what happened, it's a suffix which one's edible. It's a different kind of suffix. Before, every till now, the suffix is what happened. When did it happen? When did it become that edible? Here we know it's not edible. So maybe it is good. Why? At the end of the day, one's edible. Happens to me, you don't know which one. So, okay, so you don't know which one. But it's edible. Yes, it is. It's edible. It's tar. You just don't know which one it is. Oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Afilu Biosi lo kamer ella hasam. Why did Biosi say it's mutter over there? Remember the safek? Dimisi dehi tahara yadala. Because if it's tahar, you know. Aval hacha, but over here lo yadala. You have no idea. And therefore, even Rabbi Yossi was makel there, we'll be machmer here. Right?
One second. Why is that different than a case of tevel? The tevel is a suffix. Maybe you took off truma.
It's a suffix in the fact of what happened. Here we know what happened. It's a different kind of suffix. Hirashi says it. Lo machshir masnisim. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said if it's a suffix when it became tame, Rabbi Yossi said a makel. Why? Because El Mishnah, the itaharihi, hayadala, hecha, he. If it's tahar, you know when. And if it's tame, you could figure out when. Ve'ezi hisu daso. U'mishum safek tuma, lo mitzalei, damar ugme achazaka. Aval hacha lo yada, hai nahavi suda. Right? The Gemara is going to answer, one second, so that it can go both ways. So, Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Bein Rabbi Yossi, Bein Lord Mayor, Bein and suda hairu uya mi bo yom faleka. Both no good. Has to be edible when Shabbos began, and at the end of the day, you can't eat it. So you're both right. You're right. It's not edible. And therefore, according to both of them, it's not good. Okay? Then Rashi says, V'eini ruvo klum, afilu chamar gama lo hafik. It's not even a suffix. Chamar gama was, you know, you're reduced by the space. The bishlo masnitz and tudar woyihi, by the Mishnah's case, it was edible. V'hash tehu dis yolid ba suffix. And then a suffix arose. So we don't know when the suffix arose, we can hack machmir mekel. Here, you can't eat it. We have to be machmir. Boy mine rava mayor of Nachman. Kikar zeh, listen to this. A guy says a funny thing. I have this cookie. Hayom chol. Today it's chol. Ulumachar kodesh. And tomorrow I'm donating it to the base. It's a Friday. Today it's chol. And tomorrow I'm donating it to the base HaMikdash. When does that donation kick in? Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday night. Shabbos. So one second. You can't use an Erev that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash for yourself. So is it a good Erev or not? Or, V'amar Eriv Ali B'zeh. And I want to use that cookie for an Erev. Mahu, what's the story? Amalei Eriv Erev. It's a good Erev. Hayom Kodesh Olamachar Chol. What if I said this? Today it's Kodesh. And tomorrow I'm going to redeem it. It's going to become Chulin. Today's Friday. Today it's Kodesh. Tomorrow I'm going to redeem it. It's going to become Chulin. I want to make an error here. Mar, what's the story? I'm a lay any ruvi error. It's not good. Maishna, what's the difference? What's the difference? So I'm a lay lechitecha olekur demelech. When you go measure me out a measure of salt, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is hayom chol ulumacha kodesh. When today the cookie's no good, today the cookie's chol, and tomorrow it's kodesh. Misveika. Now, when does it change over from chol to kodesh? When Shabbos. When does Shabbos begin? It's a suffix. So, misveika lo nachtalei kedusha. Misuffik, I am not going to put the kedusha on this cookie. Therefore, when the Erev begins, which is when Shabbos begins, it's still chulun. And therefore, the Erev is good. Hayom kodesh olamachar chol. Exact same thing. Today it's kodesh, and tomorrow it's chol. When does it switch over from kodesh to chol? On Shabbos. When Shabbos begins. When's that? It's a suffix. So again, michol Umachachol, Miseko lo pakale kedusha samine. From a suffix, I'm not going to remove the kedusha from the cookie.
Are you allowed to redeem that
No. You're not allowed to. Someone said something about that. But it's only a derabbanan anyway. It's only a derabbanan to do that. But you're doing it today to have take effect. It's only a derabbanan. Minotaur, you're allowed to. Now, Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. Over where? In Tful Yom. In Masechtas Tful Yom, listen to this fascinating case. Lugin. Lugin is some kind of, either a ladle or a pitcher, some kind of jug or something. And Tful Yom, and the jug is a Tful Yom, which means anything in there right now has like a little bit tumma. But tonight, when Shkia comes, this jug is going to be 100% tar. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Harav Shemesh on the keli. So the keli was tummy. You put it in the mikvah. Guess what? It's on nightfall. So I'm waiting for nightfall. And it's a Friday. So I'm waiting for Friday night. And there's wine in the keli. So I... One second. So I say like this. Login, Tvul Yom. It's a login. It's a jug. of a tful yom, shemiluhu menachavet shal meiser tevel. And I filled up meiser tevel means that it's tevel because he didn't take off trumas meiser. So it's tevel on meiser. Took off truma gedola. Now I have meiser, I got to take off trumas meiser. So until I do that, it's still tevel. It calls it tevel meiser. Vamar, he said, harezeh trumas meiser lishecha teshach. I want this to be trumas meiser in this jug when it gets dark. Because I'm a lamdan. And I know that it's only going to become this kli. I can't put truma in the kli. Because the kli is still tame. Till nightfall. So I can't put truma in here. Truma become tame. So I say, the truma on this wine will take effect tonight. When it's no longer the wine sitting in the kli right now. It's sitting in the kli right now. But you say it's only going to take effect tonight. After Harav Shemesh, in which case the kli is 100% chulin, and now the truma is in the kli, it's valid truma. That works. The funny thing, sitting in the kli all day. And you say it's going to become truma at night, after the Harav Shemesh, after the kli becomes tahar, then the truma in the kli is also tahar. Yeah. What you can't have a. It's a mission in Tevil Yom. Login Tevil Yom. It's a login that's a Tevil Yom. Huh? Okay? That's not the kasha. That's not the kasha. Now, Vim Amar Eruv Eli Bazeh. What if you said, I want to make an Eruv with this wine? Okay? Right now you can't, because right now there's still tumma. But tonight, the login, the tumma is going to go away. Then what's wrong with that? Lo amar klum, it's nothing. Right? Lo amar klum, it's nothing. Okay? Why is it nothing? Says Rashi. Hoel, because, v'chimata ben ha-shmashos, when ben ha-shmashos comes, akati tevelu, it's still tevel. Still tevel when ben ha-shmashos comes.
What's going to happen after ben ha-shmashos? How's that tevel wine turn into regular wine?
What?
Good wine.
Because you're taking off trumas and meisers, only when it gets dark. Because I need to wait for the kli to be.
That's a two-step process.
Correct. I'm sitting here Friday afternoon. That kli that right now is a tvul yom. Tonight, after the tvul yom goes away, the tumah all goes away. Then the truma is going to be chal.
No, it has this,
how you're moving the tevel.
You can't, it doesn't pop up all of a sudden when anything comes.
I'm saying today it's going to take effect tonight.
It's the same thing you do.
Okay, in the Chanami. But lo amar klum, it's not good. Now, Omar Rafa, from the fact that it's not good, Zos Omeros, you see from here, Sof Hayom Kana Erev. The Erev takes effect at the end of the day, which is the beginning of Bein HaShmashos, which is the Sof Hayom of Friday. When does Friday end? The second Bein HaShmashos comes. At that second, the Erev takes Chal, but it can't be Chal, because the Tumah still didn't go away. So Tumah has to wait till the end of the night, the end of Shkia. So the obviously, why isn't the Erev good? Why isn't this Erev good? Obviously, because the Erev takes effect before the Tumah went away. The Erev takes effect in the beginning of Shkia. And the Tumah goes away at the end of Shkia. So at a time when the Erev is no good, it's no good. Right? Zos Omeros. Sof Hayom Kana Erev. Right? Disol Gedai Tachtchilas Hayom Kana Erev. Because if you want to tell me what happens at the beginning of the day, which is the end of the Shbein HaShmashos, Iyam Erev Oli Bezeh, Amai Lo Amar Klum. Why is it no good? Why is it no good? It should be good. Amar of Papa, Papa says, no. Afilu Teim Vatchilas Hayom Kana Erev. The Erev can even be Chal at the beginning of the day, which is the beginning of Shkia. But the same problem. I have to have a Suda that's edible when Shabbos begins. And it's not true. It's not edible when Shabbos begins. Shabbos begins, when does Shabbos begin? Shabbos begins at the beginning of Shkia. It's not edible yet. Therefore, it's not a good Erev. It has nothing to do with our issue. Okay. This Gemara comes up again tomorrow. Okay, let's see if we can at least do the Mishnah, and then we'll start the Gemara tomorrow. Master Adam al Eruvo. A person can make a Tanai on his Eruv. V'omer, and say as follows. Look at Rashi, top, second line, third line. Meniach Adam Shnei Eruvan. A person puts two Eruvs. Echad l'sof alpayim l'mizrach beso. Vechad l'sof alpayim ama l'mayrav beso. You can only have one Eruv. But you heard there's a guest speaker coming. You don't know what you heard. It's coming. It's either coming to that town or to that town. So I put an Eruv on both sides. I'll come to shul. I'll find out where the speaker is going to be. And then I'll go to that one. If the Goyim are coming, the peaceful protesters are coming to the east, I'm running to the west. If they're coming from the west, I'm running to the east. I don't know where they're coming from. So I put two to cover myself. If they come on both sides, I'll go wherever I want. Nothing wrong with that. If they don't come at all, then I'll stay home. If the Katam HaChacham is coming, to the guy's coming to give a share in the east, my Erev is there. If he's coming from the other side, the other side. Balakan Lakan, it's coming from two different Chacham coming, or Lokam Sheretz Eilach, I'm going to go where I want. Lolakan, Lolakan, I'm going to keep the Eri. Neither one, I'll stay home. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disputes one little Nakuda over here. He agrees with everything. Except he says like one thing. Im haya echemim rabo, if the one who's coming is your Rebbe, then halacha is a rabo. He for sure wanted to go to hear your Rebbe. And the Gemara is going to say, that in the Tanakhama held, no, sometimes you want to hear something from a different flavor. So that's not a thing. Rabbi says, no. If it's one side your Rebbe, that's the side that make your Eruv. Vim haya shnei rabo, so if you have two Rebbeim, then lamakum shirotza, you'll go on the side that you want to go on. Okay, so we have to stop. We'll stop here. So, we'll get to that. So the point here is that you're making an error on two different sides, and we're going to come to Brera. That's tomorrow. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.